And so when we're in pain, you know, or we're not sleeping enough, which can be painful, we see the world with a different set of eyes. We misread emotions. We, you know, feel tired, which is painful. We just don't feel good. And when you don't feel good, it takes a much greater effort to be present to the things in your life that are good and to experience gratitude. Not that you can't do it. And there's a lot of people, I think, throughout history and in the world right now that are in a lot of pain that are extremely grateful people. But it's easier. It's easier to, I think, tap into gratitude and to be positive and to be thankful and present when you're well rested.
Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today, we have with us an international and TEDx speaker, best-selling author of The Sleep Advantage, founder of Sleep Science Academy, and one of the top health and sleep coaches in the world. His books, keynotes, programs, and videos have inspired thousands of people to improve their sleep, energy, and life. Welcome, Devin Burke, to the Gratitude Podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here with you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So, aside from this short intro, what else can you tell us about yourself?
I could tell you a lot about myself. I don't know where you want to start. So, you know, as a person, I'm a seeker. I am somebody who is seeking truth, and I'm a very curious person. I think that's what led me to do what I'm doing with helping people with their sleep. But I'm always looking for truth, and it's hard to find truth in this world. And, you know, especially with polarity, there can be two truths. But I'm also I'm a husband. I am a father to a Bernedoodle. I have no kids, but I do have a little Bernedoodle puppy that I am practicing to be a father with. I'm somebody that really enjoys life. I'm somebody that, you know, every day I wake up, I really try to not take for granted the gift that we all have, which is just another day on the planet. So it's that's a little, I mean, we could go a lot of different ways. I could tell you a lot of different things about myself, but that's what's coming up for me here right now.
And that's wonderful. And it's exactly what I was looking for, because firstly, you said something important. As you know, I like to call our listeners the gratitude seekers, which is beautifully related to what you mentioned. Just this idea of seeking gratitude, because life is full of ups and downs, and it's important that we have this attitude of a seeker that looks for the gratitude, however life seems to be in the moment. And also, if I may, I want to make a short joke about the work that you're doing. I'm guessing at one point you were thinking, okay, what do I love doing most in my life? I love to sleep. let's make this my work.
You know, it's funny. It is funny because honestly, I am an amazing sleeper. And I talk about that in my TEDx talk. My family used to joke about that. You know, they used to call me narco. You know, we would on Sundays after going to mass, the family would sit down and watch football, very, you know, American Sunday thing to do. Raised Catholic. And I would always be the one, I would just fall asleep. My whole family would be watching the football game and I'd be on the couch just sleeping. And it is ironic now that I help people that have very challenging sleep issues. My journey to that isn't through pain, actually. It's through enjoyment, but also seeing how important sleep is and also seeing how little is available for people that don't sleep well. And you know, I used to take sleep for granted. I didn't realize that sleeping well was a gift, was something to be grateful for. I think a lot of people do, and until you are not getting it or not getting enough of it, and then you really do realize that, wow, what a gift sleep is to each night be able to lay your head on the pillow and drift off into a dream and get be in a relaxed state is a real gift. And so, yeah, it is funny though. It is kind of funny that I do enjoy my sleep too. I get about, eight and a half hours of sleep every night, which is a good amount. Probably more than the average person, I would say.
Yeah, what I also wanted to get to with this is, and I love what you just mentioned, is the importance of sleep to gratitude. One of the people I got to interview was a mom, among other things that she was doing, some amazing work, and she said that her gratitude practice, or the best tip that she can give people as a practice that can help with gratitude, is sleep. Getting enough sleep, getting a nap, taking a nap. And for me, that was it stopped me for a bit, because usually people talk about writing in a gratitude journal, or just listing the things that they are grateful for, or taking a walk, or doing things of this nature. But she mentioned sleep, and I found it very interesting, and I wanted to develop this topic with you, because I know in my own experience that when I get enough sleep and when I'm rested, it's so much easier to be grateful and to enjoy life. What's your experience with this?
Yeah, it is. Interestingly enough, when we don't get enough sleep, our perception of pain increases by 20%. And so when we're in pain, or we're not sleeping enough, which can be painful, we see the world with a different set of eyes. We misread emotions. We, feel tired, which is painful. We just don't feel good. And when you don't feel good, it takes a much greater effort to be present to the things in your life that are good, and to experience gratitude. Not that you can't do it. And there's a lot of people, I think, throughout history and in the world right now that are in a lot of pain that are extremely grateful people. But it's easier. It's easier to, I think, tap into gratitude and to be positive and to be thankful and present when you're well-rested. So there is definitely a connection to sleep and gratitude, without a doubt. And interestingly, there actually are studies that show people that are practicing gratitude before bed actually sleep better, which isn't really surprising, because when you're connected to gratitude, obviously you're thinking about the things in your life that you that are good, that you're connecting to your blessings, you're really looking for what's good, and that creates a certain chemistry in the body which allows the body to be able to rest, versus the opposite of that, which is worrying, which is creates a certain chemistry in the body that makes it more challenging for the body to rest.
Yeah, definitely. And since we're at this topic, what are some challenges? Like, why aren't people actually sleeping or sleeping enough? I don't know what are the biggest challenges actually with this.
Yeah, the biggest thing that keeps people from sleep really is their minds. It's stress. And there's a lot of different types of stress. There's mental, emotional stress. There's physical stress. There's environmental stress. And so a stressed body or a stressed mind has a very difficult time resting, because it activates the sympathetic nervous system response, also known as the fight or flight response. That's the mode we go into if we were getting chased by a tiger down the Serengeti. It releases cortisol, adrenaline, and noradrenaline. And these hormones actually are, this system is designed to keep us alive. But unfortunately, because of the nature of the world we live in, and because of the amount of stress from technology, from just the world in general, most people are living moment by moment in a constant state of chronic stress, where their bodies feel like they're getting chased by a tiger, and they're not. They're actually laying in their bed, in a warm bed, in a dark room. And so it really is important to understand that stress and sleep are bidirectionally linked. So meaning, the more stress you experience, the less sleep you'll experience. The less sleep you'll experience, the more stress you'll experience. So it does come down to understanding, well, how can you get the mind out of the way of the body so that the body can do what it's designed to do, which is sleep. So in a nutshell, it comes down to stress and different forms of stress.
I find it very interesting, and it makes so much sense, because it can become a vicious circle. Like, the more stressed you are, the less you sleep, and afterwards, of course, this continues on, and you're getting less sleep or worse sleep, and you get more stressed out. And yeah, how can people actually get out of this vicious circle?
Yeah, so this might come as a surprise. It did for me when I discovered this, but this is one of the things. It is a secret, and it's a secret that's so simple that people miss it. And the secret is the practice of acceptance, of embodying acceptance. So what that means is actually, when we're talking specifically about sleep, not trying to control or force sleep or will sleep, because sleep is the one thing that the harder you try at, the worse you get at. So the more you try to, you can't force yourself to sleep. Sleep, the more you can do the opposite of that and just surrender and let go and accept whatever your experience is, the greater chance you'll have that your body will do what it's designed to do. So practicing acceptance is a powerful way of combating stress And that, you know, understanding what that actually means, focusing on what's in your control and letting go what's out of your control. And, you know, true acceptance is being okay with what is, even if it's not what you want, even if it's painful. You can get to a place of acceptance. And from that place, your body will sleep. And it does take practice.
I see now how this is actually very tightly linked to gratitude. Because with gratitude, we're doing something very similar. We are focusing on the things that we can control, the things that we appreciate, the things that are working great instead of the things that aren't working in our life that need to be fixed some way, or that we think that we can do something just by thinking about it, you know. And yeah, it's so interesting that you mentioned this secret, and it's so simple, but it's so powerful. And I think it's actually hardest to do for people, especially for those people who are most stressed out, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And it's not a natural thing. We're trained by society, by our parents, really even by our biology, to not be in acceptance, to be in resistance. And like the saying goes, what you resist persist. It's the same here. And so also people are always looking for a quick fix, a silver bullet, something that will just quickly ease the pain, which is often a Band-Aid. And it could come in the form of a sleeping pill or a supplement or, you know, an alcoholic beverage, or smoking marijuana. And not that some of those things, you know, I think there's time and a place for celebration and for enjoyment. But if you're using those Band-Aids to sedate you and sort of knock you out, it's not the best way. But unfortunately, that's the way that most people resort to because they don't have the tools or the understanding or the awareness around some of the practices like mindfulness, acceptance, really looking at their thoughts and their beliefs and seeing, are these thoughts and beliefs helpful? Or are these thoughts and beliefs keeping me stuck? And you are going against your biology because our brains are designed to look for danger, to keep us alive. So we're always scanning our environment for what's not right, what's not working, which is, you know, it's a survival program, but it's not serving us. And it's getting in the way of our bodies resting and renewing and allowing us to really get into those deeper stages of sleep so that we can wake up and feel good and feel present and feel energized and feel renewed, refreshed, rejuvenated.
Yeah, definitely. And what I find very interesting about this is the fact that, at least in my case, so one of the things that I do and I've seen that work in my case, usually when I'm tired at night, I tend to, since I am in that state, I tend to make problems bigger than they are. Because I'm looking at the problems with the quantity of energy and resources that I have at that moment. And what I trained myself to do is to accept, basically. That's actually really interesting. I wasn't aware that I was doing that. And just have the patience to deal with them the next day. And interestingly enough, most of those problems, of those things that I was thinking at night or in the evening that seemed to be so complicated, in the morning, when I was rested, the solutions and the things that I needed to do about those things were so much simpler, so much easier to do. And they weren't at all complicated most of the time, which I find fascinating how we work with this. I don't know if you've seen this with the people you've been working for with.
Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors and take about 20,000 breaths a day. According to the EPA, indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some cases up to 100 times more polluted. Data shows that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths globally. We are fortunate enough to live outside the city with easy access to it and a green meadow view outside the window. The not so fortunate part is that when we open the windows, we can hear all the constant traffic close to us and the air quality isn't the best. Aside from that, our neighbors have a passion for using all kinds of fossil fuel motors to build or cut grass. I love doing breath work, I'm sure you do too. And it's in those moments when you breathe deeply that you become aware of the quality of the air you breathe and how important it actually is. So what's the solution? Introducing an air purifier that captured the attention of established media outlets such as CNN, Money, ABC, and more. Air Doctor. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mite, mold, and even bacteria and viruses, so your lungs don't have to. All Air Doctor purifiers also feature whisper jet fans, 30% quieter than ordinary air purifiers. Air Doctor also comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code GRATITUDE, and depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300 off. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code GRATITUDE.
Yeah, actually, it's really an amazing insight. And I'm so happy that you just shared that. And that's your experience. Interestingly enough, last night, we have in our program a weekly group session with all of our clients. And there are several of our clients that asked the same question or are curious when they wake up in the middle of the night, everything kind of seems more dark, so to speak. You know, the problems seem bigger, the worries seem larger. And they were, you know, we were exploring this as a topic, and it really is when you're tired, when your energy is low, it really does your perception of your life gets a bit skewed. It can be challenging. It's like that's when the negative thoughts start to rush in, and so having just the awareness that that is normal, and that actually, you know, is making, you know, not making it wrong, but being okay, understanding that, and just allowing those thoughts to be there, and then revisiting some of the things that were, you know, seeming so challenging and worrisome, when you do have a little bit more rest, or when the sun is up and you're moving your body, is a great strategy. To just understand, just having the awareness that that happens can give you more perspective when it is happening, to know that, okay, this is just, you know, seems a little bit worse. The voice is a little bit louder because I'm tired, because it's in the middle of the night. And so just having that understanding is already a massive step in the right direction, to then start to quiet that voice or build more resilience for when you are tired But just, it, you know, it, what it can do is it just helps you be prepared for, okay, when I'm a little run down, I'm a little tired. It's kind of like running a marathon. When you're running a marathon, you know, the first, and I've only run a half marathon, so I'll speak on that. Like the first couple of miles, it's no problem, you know? And then you hit a point when you start to really get tired, your legs get tired, you start to feel the pain in your hips and your back a little bit. And then you start, that's when the voice starts to get louder. Oh, am I going to be able to finish this? Is it worth it? Did I train hard enough? Is, you know, and it's at that point when you're fatigued that the, you know, that negative voice, that voice that's actually trying to keep you safe, gets loudest. And so that's where the practice of, you know, having awareness and also practicing resilience and just being prepared for those moments and knowing that, you know, that probably is going to happen and it's okay, is really will allow you to be in the best possible mindset to deal with those thoughts when they come.
Exactly. Exactly. I love what you just shared. And I think it's something so powerful, and it's, not about doing something in particular, but about accepting what is. And this relates quite a lot to gratitude as well. Like even I, or all of the, or most of the people that I spoke with about gratitude, that choose gratitude, that seek gratitude, don't always find it. And especially in those moments when it's really hard, when you don't have the necessary resources to go outside of the part of the brain that's focusing on just the problems and the things that aren't that great, to just accept that and to not try to fight it and to resist it, because the next day you will see things differently and it's much easier to deal with those problems and also to find the gratitude in life and in the experiences that you're having. And I also wanted to get to another part regarding sleep. I think many of, at least this was my case at some point, I was thinking, okay, I shouldn't sleep that much when I have so much work that I need to do, and I want to do so many things with my waking time. And I thought for a while that I was so smart not to sleep that much, but to do more. And in time, at least this was my experience, I found out that I was even more efficient when I gave myself enough sleep to be able to do the things that I needed to do well, instead of just having more time for them. Tell us a little bit about this. I'm sure that we have listeners that are either high achievers or just have a lot of things to do and have a lot on their plate, that maybe they are going through this as we speak.
Yeah, thank you for bringing this up. I mean, this is so common, especially for high-performing people that run companies, businesses, or even people that just run families, moms, dads. The first thing people normally sacrifice is sleep, and it really should be the last thing. And as a society, we're programmed to see sleep as a weakness, to see it as a waste of time. And you hear things like, you snooze, you lose. I'll sleep when I'm dead. You know, sleep's a weak habit of low performers. You know, these are all like societal conditioning around sleep, which lead people to actually believe that it is a waste of time. But, you know, it's, even though our bodies You know, it's like our bodies are, we are asleep, but our body's actually wide awake during the night. And that's, you know, our body's repairing itself. Our immune systems are repairing itself. It's, there's so much, there's like a symphony happening every night in your brain. You're working out emotional traumas of the day, you're problem solving, you're, there's so much that goes on when we are asleep. It's not wasted time. So realizing that by prioritizing and protecting sleep, it is one of the most effective uses of your time, is important to connect with. And then to actually prioritize and protect it, to have that be your experience. Because until it's your experience, like you just mentioned, you know, you had the experience of making sure that you didn't sacrifice your sleep, and then you noticed how much more effective you were the next day, how much more productive and focused you were. Until someone has that experience, it's not real. And so I challenge anyone that's listening to this who right now is sacrificing their sleep to try to get more done, to just try on the opposite of that, of actually prioritizing your sleep and seeing how you actually are able to get more done, and not just get it done, but actually enjoy it while you're doing it. And, you know, I think that if you really take that on, that challenge on, and have that experience, you'll never go back to sacrificing something so precious and vital. That's what sleep is.
Exactly. And when we are clear-minded, we can find smarter solutions to things that need to get done. And it's not just about the time itself, but how we manage it, how we use it in a smart way, so that we can get done much more in a more efficient way that we couldn't think about if we didn't have the resources necessary to think outside the box, or to think about alternatives. Just by doing, we sometimes fail to see the bigger picture. And I think sleep and being rested is crucial to that.
I couldn't agree with you more.
So we are nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to ask you, where can our audience get in touch with you? Where can they send you an email, a message, or just visit your work?
So all the social media sites, LinkedIn and Instagram, Facebook, it's Devin Burke, my name, Wellness. And then for people that are interested in learning about how we support people with their sleep, it's sleepscienceacademy.com. And I do put out a fair amount of videos on YouTube. There's an archive of, you know, information around how to improve your sleep, specifically on YouTube. So for people that are challenged with sleep and want to explore a little bit more about some of the things that we discussed today, they can get and check that out.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, for being here with us, and for sharing so many amazing ideas about how we can improve our life, basically, through the way we look at and we think about sleep. Thank you, Devin.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day, or maybe even their life, much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.